Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.
Hello, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, Women's Roundtable. We are coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Today, we are discussing economic challenges faced by women and their families during this festive season. But first, as the world awaits United States President-elect Donald Trump's return to the White House next month, Taiwan is caught between growing Chinese aggression and uncertainties surrounding U.S.-Taiwan relations. VOA's William Yang reports from Taipei.
From military personnel to civilians, Taiwan's residents have been preparing for an uncertain future with the new U.S. president soon to take office and mounting pressures from China. Beijing considers self-governed Taiwan a part of China and says it will use force, if necessary, to make that claim a reality. While President Joe Biden has repeatedly said the U.S. will come to Taiwan's aid if China were to attack, President-elect Trump has suggested Taiwan should pay the U.S. for its defense.
I'm a bit worried because it's hard to tell what Trump is saying, what he's actually doing, and what he's doing behind the scenes, things that we can't see. He's always acted in his own interest and the interest of the United States.
While Trump has picked prominent China hardliner Marco Rubio and Michael Waltz as potential cabinet nominees, his comments on Taiwan have been vague. Here's Trump's response in July 2023 in an interview with Fox News.
I don't want to say what I'm thinking. You know, I just, if I answer that question, it'll put me in a very bad negotiating position.
We don't know at this point if he means it when he wants to return the United States to a more isolationist position.
China's position is clear from this November 7th press conference.
China firmly opposes any form of official interaction between the United States and Taiwan.
Some Taiwan residents think that Democratic Island's values will help cement relations with the U.S. and like-minded countries.
Trump wants to differentiate himself from Biden, so he has his personal views, but I don't think that will affect Taiwan's value in the U.S. or as part of the global line of defense.
Experts also agree major changes in U.S.-Taiwan relations under the next administration are unlikely.
The mood is that we will be very careful and very watchful about the development, but we are not panicking. We also have a very strong bipartisan support in the Congress, and that always can be Taiwan's best ambassadors to sustaining and improving the Taiwan-U.S. relations and in all different fields.
While Taiwan continues to court the U.S. and prepare for the incoming Trump administration, China has been ramping up military pressure toward the island since Taiwan President Lai Ching-te took office in May, with exercises around Taiwan and Coast Guard incursions. The actions are as much directed at Taiwan's government as its voters, says Ko.
They're hoping that by creating this sense of embattlement and containment of Taiwan, that inevitably, eventually, that would compel Taiwanese voters, if not Taiwanese government, to engage in risk avoidance.
Ko says Beijing's level of aggression toward Taiwan may depend on its assessment of the new Trump administration's policies for Taiwan and China. William Yang, VOA News, Taipei, Taiwan.
Meanwhile, smallholder maize farmers in six South African provinces are using homegrown digital tech normally available only to commercial farmers to get the most out of their fields. Marisen de Klerk reports from maize fields in South Africa's Magaliesberg region.
Advances in agriculture technology have helped commercial farmers boost their yields worldwide.
But affordability and accessibility issues often mean smaller farmers don't have access to the same tech. To bridge this gap, South Africa's Council for Scientific and Industrial Research, or CSIR, is developing a web-based system tailored for small farmers. It's called the Precision Agriculture Information System, or PIAS. Moses Che is the project's lead scientist. He says the platform works in local languages and uses artificial intelligence to analyze data that can help farmers make their fields more productive.
We have adapted soil pH, soil organic content, soil nitrogen content or information that no other system has gone down to that level to generate such information.
Data is collected with drones and other equipment and is then compared to satellite images to help farmers optimize growing conditions. According to the CSIR, the system could increase farmers' yields by up to 20%. Stefan Janssen van Rensburg is a digital farming expert with Bayer Crop Science, which was not part of the CSIR project. He says teaching farmers how to analyze the data is one of the challenges.
It needs to be affordable for farmers to be adapted. The second one is the educational part. Farmers need to be educated, trained and upskilled how to use the products, the best products, effectively.
Northwest of Johannesburg, aspiring commercial farmer Wandile Sikosana is still at the wow stage, but says learning about the current PIAS's capabilities and how it can benefit his maize yields hasn't proven too difficult.
They say that they can check the moisture in the soil, I mean, via satellite. It's like, wow. Yeah, no, I understand what it tells me, and it's not that difficult to use, I must say. For somebody who was born before technology, I can find my way around.
As Sikosana and his team rush to plant the last seeds of the season, he says he is hoping to use the PIAS data to help him choose the right fertilizer for better yields next year. Marise de Klerk, VOA News, Magaliesburg District, South Africa.
Now, let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
And for those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. To discuss our topic on challenges faced by women during this festive season, we are joined by our guests. For now, our guest is Bulawayo's Ward 10 Councillor, Ms. Kalazani Ndlovu, who's also the local authority's water chairperson. We are hoping to be joined later by Reverend Sihle Muzenda of Glory Embassy Worldwide in Bulawayo. But for now, welcome to the show, Councillor Ndlovu. Yebo ke, Councillor, siyabona ukuthi wamukele kunsukwana ezedluleyo izipho ezivela kunkampani yakho nangapho kobulawayo ebona ngeyokubhaka izimoto ebinika abanye abampofu ukudla. Ungasichazisela ukuthi kahle kahle kuhambe njani lapha, bebelinikani, ngasizathu bani, kwatholo bani, njalo kuhambe njani? Yebo ke sizwile lapho ke uKhansela Khalazani Ndlovu ucingo lakhe luwile kodwa kusenani sizazama ukumdinga njalo abuye ecingweni. For those that have just joined us, here we are discussing challenges, economic challenges faced by women during this festive season. And we just asked Councillor Khalazani Ndlovu what is going on in her ward, because she recently received some goods on behalf of vulnerable groups in the city, which included the orphans, the disabled, the elderly, and some people who are living with various kinds of diseases. Yes, and she says she couldn't, the company couldn't cover everybody else, but they managed to cover some. That was in a pre-interview with her. For now, sesibuyela njalo kuwe Councillor, sizwathi usukhona ecingweni. Ye, bengibuza ukuthi kuhambe njani ngesipho osamukele.
Ngiyaxolisa balaleli, inetwork iyahlupha, kodwa ke ngithi ngenze mathinyane. Salibonana amabhungini amanye wonke omhlaba. Igama nguKhansela uKhalazani Ndlovu, njengobade sejile uthandekile ngakobulawayo ku-ward 10. Thina kobulawayo ku-ward 10 sireceive ama-groceries from TTI, i-parking company. Isingizehla ka-24 abhenefithisa 63 abantu abadala nabantu abagogekileyo, especially abashelisisayo, but akade besenza leyo program i-social welfare, i-ofisi ye-council ye-social welfare in connection with u-council abe-verify through ukuthi umuntu lo ngiyamazi uphila kanjani.
Yebo ke, kuyini ade kuphakathi kwalesi sipho? Kahle kahle kuyini abantu abakutholile?
Kuthiwa yi-Christmas hamba. Bekuliyibhakethi i-20. Phakathi kwayo bekule 2 kg yeflower, yerayisi, 2 kg yethukela, i-green bar eyi-1, eyokuta i-3 liter oyil, achansi ama-500 grams ayi-2, ama-500 grams ayi-2, i-jam 500 grams ingazi, then izinkwa esekusiba ne-10 kg yempupha.
Yebo ke, kodwa sesikhangela kahle kahle baningi yini abathola usizo ngaleli khefu lekhisimusi. Sinazelela ukuthi njengoba usitsho bakhona baningi abantu abangani baludinga.
Hayi, ngeke ngithi ngoba iwadi yami ile abantu aba-more than 11,000. Yini ngokuthi ma kubhenefithe abantu abayi-65, whoever akadeselecta the-beneficiaries bekungathonto elula ukuthi ayenelise, because abantu bayathwela isifa bonke sikhangelele umkhono wezelizwe ukuthi unizimo kungakanani. Yes, isifiso sami ngesilo ngalo njele i-600 or 300 amakhampani mhlampe ngokuhlukana kwawo ikiplawbekini sinikeze abantu abashwela isifayo akade sikhangelele ukuthi mhla ka-25 izolo akula khona ade bengamuthola, ngoba ngisayindithi 3/4 of the beneficiaries ekungomama.
Yebo ke, sizaphenduka kuwe khonapho sibuze njalo lokuthi kungani abesifazana kuyibo abaningi abathole lolu sizo. Kodwa kwakhathesi siye sokuthi silo mlaleli ecingweni, siyakwamukela kuhlelo mlaleli wethu.
Sanibonani.
Yabo, siyaphila. Ungazitsho ngegama ukubana ungubani, ungaphi kwelizwe, uvela ngaphi ekhaya?
Ngikholendele ngise-South Africa kuse-Cape.
Yebo, kuhleke ukuxoxa lawe Mnumzana Ndebele. Ungasichazela ukuthi kuyini ongakusitshela khona ngaleli khefu lekhisimusi? Iwuphi umbiko wakho, iwuphi umbono wakho?
Hayi, ikhisimusi lami yayizobe ibinzima, Cishe maybe isikhumbuze isigaba sika-2009 abantu abaningi bayidle sebe belambile njengoba abasuka lapha e-South Africa bathathele izimpahla ngolwesibili njengoba belazi ukuthi abantu bake baye emabhenki bangatholi imali. So akukho into esingayitsho ukuthi ikhisimusi ibi ikhisimusi abantu abayijabulelayo noma ebachiye bethabile.
Ye, utsho ngani lapho ukuthi abanye bathathelwe impahla?
Abantu angiyazi ezinikeza zeZimbabwe zisuka la i-grocery yaseningi uma zithi abantu emakhaya zithola lapha e-South Africa. So abanye kube nohlupho impela la kumalayithi endleleni, impahla azifikanga, abanye nje abanye ade behamba amabhasi, abanye ade sibakhuluma laba abahamba amabhasi, kulomi imama wasekaroyi kuhambe washika nje ekhaya engasela lutho. Ethi impahla zonke zithathwe iziba nje izimra bethi bafuna ama-declaration form. Kodwa-ke kunako konke nje sesikhuluma nesimo selizwe phakathi eZimbabwe, isimo semali nesimo somnotho nje sinzima njengoba abantu bengasebenzi nje. Kube buhlungu ukuthi lo muntu ovuke esemsebenzini akayibone into ayisebenzelayo ngoba le mali ayitholayo ayikwazi ukuthi ithenge ukudla, angakwazi ukuthi awondle ngakho umndeni, aphinde azithuthukise yena ngokwempilo.
Yebo-ke, kodwa sesikhangela lina elisebenza emazweni, kuba ngcono yini kumndeni yenu ekhaya ukuthi lingaphosela nje okulutshwana kulalabo abangalabantwana abasemazweni?
Emazweni phela khona angithi uyakwazi ukuthi la bantu abahlala emazweni, isimo somnotho sesijikile kuwonke amazwe. Sekuya ngokuthi yena umvuzo owamukelayo ungakanani. Isimo somnotho asimanga kuhle, sesikhuluma iqiniso nje kuwonke amazwe.
Yebo,
umuntu manje sokusebenzela ama-basic things esifana nokudla nama-rentals nani kuyayidla imali yabantu, abantu basala bayasela mali. Noma usuthumela ekhaya uyakuthumela nje okuncane kodwa vele lawo ngapho uyakusala lokhu njani uzikhama vele kuyaungelalutho uyakusuzifosa ayikho into osala layo.
Yebo, hhayi kuyezwakala umbono wakho. Iliphi elokugcina ongasitshiyela lona kumbe ongalitshiyela abantu ekhaya umbabakini khonangale?
Hhayi, thina into esingayitshela nje abantu abasekhaya esingabatshelana nokuthi kufanele sike sihlale phansi sicabangisise ukuthi kambe uhulumende lo esilaye uye yini kumbe uyayenza yini intando yefunwa ngabantu. Ukuhlupheka kwabantu bakithi kubuhlungu. Uma sesikhuluma singakhuluma nzima nje, sesifana abantu beZimbabwe sesifana lenje abomakhelwane elambayo, ifike ithayo komakhelwane ibaleke kodwa sasiphinde ibuye lingabile choice. So singabantu beZimbabwe sofanele sike sizibuze ukuthi le mpilo esikuyo kambe uhulumende lo asinikeza yona ilaliphi likusasa. Yini esiyizuzayo, yini esiyitshiyela abantu bethu? Ngiyabonga.
Yebo-ke, ha, umbuzo omqoka lo obuzwa nguNdebele. Thank you very much. That was Colin Ndebele, our caller from South Africa. He's from KZN in Zimbabwe. And he's bemoaning that travelers crossing the border from South Africa to Zimbabwe had their goods confiscated because of issues to do with declaring them at the Zimra there in the border post. So, which makes it difficult for those who are trying to fend for their families if they can't meet the costs that are needed by the government to clear their goods, or if they are trying to evade, or if there are some misunderstandings, but there's a lot happening there. Right, sesibuyela kuwe-ke Councillor Ndlovu, asikukhohlwanga khonapho-ke ecingweni, ubusithi abesifazana yibo abaningi abakhanye besamukela isipho lesi esinikezwe ikhampani le yokupaka izimota. Kungani kunjalo? Bengabe beyibo yini ngoba besemakhaya, kumbe yibo abaningi ababehluphekayo?
Ngiyabonga ta. Cultural angazi ukuthi ngithi coincidence kumbe ngithi cultural. Kwabantu abakomama yiyo ama-primary caregivers esikhathini esiningi coincidentally kwenzakala ukuthi bebefuna ama-elderly i-criteria yabo. Ogogo abaningi bekuno ama-enzali izintandane ngama-vulnerable groups. Youfind ithi ugogo le-90 years, le-84 years, 70 years, nguye futhi ogcina izintandane ezi-more than 5 or something like that because of different social ills ezenzakala ekuphileni ukuthi umntwana agcine seyintandane and bazithole bonke abantu laba sebegcinwa ngabantu abesimami abangogogo. Yikho kwenzakeleyo ukuthi inani labomama ibe ingani yilo liningile labobaba ngoba yibo phela uMaria Magdalena.
Yebo kuyezwakala, kodwa sesikhuluma nje ngomumo okhona. Sibona ukuthi ayisilo lodwa leli langa lekhisimusi eledlule izolo. Lokho kulikhefu, kuqhubeka kusiya phambili, abanye bazathakazela lo mnyaka omutsha. Kukhanya kuyaphithizela yini? Kusukela izolo, kusukela kuthange, kusiya phambili, kuyaphithizela izitolo. Abantu bakhanya belo, kunye imali abangathenga ngayo, kubayalayina. Okungatshengisa nje ukuthi kule activity ngesiNgisi.
I-activity ikhona ibingekishela kale cha ukuthi nje kukhanya ukuthi kulomehluko omncane kodwa ke hayi ayifani le eminyakeni kuyakhanyasile ukuthi ezikwameni akumanga kuhle lo nyaka ezomnotho ungani ziyehlile kakhulu abantu yebo bayaphithizela kodwa kufani.
Yebo-ke, kodwa siyananzelela njalo ukuthi abanye bebesithi leli langa balidlalela emnyameni kungela magetsi kungela manzi. So kunjani khona ngapho-ke edolobheni lakoBulawayo ngalesi simo samagetsi lesamanzi njengoba sibona nje ukuthi ungumgcini sihlalo wenhlelo zamanzi ekhansilini?
Yabo. Inhlelo zamanzi lamagetsi edolobheni elinjengelakoBulawayo sesikuthatha njenge-new normal. Amagetsi vele angeke ngikhulume ngawo much. I know nothing ngama-programs amagetsi. I think ngekho and asikhangelelanga ukuthi vele sizahlala silamagetsi. Kodwa-ke amanzi cha, amanzi besingelawo baqinisile abahlali. Alokho ekhona kathesa. Inkinga kube yiyona la magetsi esikhuluma ngawo ukuthi ayenelise ukusifampela amanzi ethu. Lapho okulama-criteria ngama-projects sihlale amalanga ayi-3 towards Christmas kungela lona ugetsi. So sehlulekile isifiso sethu ngesiloyiso lesinaso ngesifiso nga sidilive onke umuntu kobulawayo mhlaka-25 utholile amanzi. Kodwa kulamanye amakoti zithela esingakakhontroliwe akagetsi. Ugetsi lo nguye osesibise lapho esikhona kathesi okungasazwalwa nakhona le community lathi sikubona sikuthi into le ibuhlungu kakhulu.
Yebo-ke kuyezwakala kodwa kukhanya kuyathembisa yini ngensukwane ezizayo ukuthi kuzabe sokungcono.
Into yamagetsi asiyiphawuli cha.
Ye hayi ngingathi kahle kahle khonapho enhlelweni zamanzi lapho elibona khona ukuthi kuhamba njani ngoba sezwa kuthiwa kulo hlelo lolu short term kulolu mid term kulolu njani. Kukhona yini okungayenzakala masinyane ukuthi abantu basizakale? Amabhawuza lokho engekho yini ukuthi nxa kulezi mfa kuhanjiswa amanzi nxa engasekho isikhathi eside abantu bephile?
Njengathi kuyasihlolela asila lona ibhawuza wonke amabhawuza adown sibambeke ku-procurement ukuthi siyenelise ukuthi siripeye amabhawuza yikhona ukuthi amanye ama-forces awakho ezandleni zikaBulawayo. Kuyabe kulama-external forces ele esayini lapho engasayinanga laphansi ukuthi uBulawayo athole amanzi. Kodwa-ke nxa ungumzali uzathini yithi phela abakhangele thini izakhamizi lokho sithi hhayi siyalungisa kodwa-ke silohlupho olukhulu amanzi besicabanga ukuthi izulu lizona lela kade kuthiwa yi-cyclone kukhanya ingani alithathi indlela ema-cloud lapho besikhangelele khona ukuthi i-catchment area yethu akulamanzi athena angenileyo emadamu angikabuyeleli i-statistics kakhona then i-short term yethu ibiyi-duplication of insiza pipeline ayikayenziwa i-medium term yethu i-bopoma dam layo ama-paper work feeding process i-long term kwayishangani esiyithenjisiwe layo ukuthi mhlawumbe bengasincedisa by end of 2025
which thing is we are now relying on Guamanyama forces. Then ama aquifers, deciding that it is that ukuthi kuhamba njani. Yikho lapho esikhona kathi.
Yebo ke, sesibuyela njalo lapha kwezomnotho. Sasisizwa kuqala ukuthi okansila babelamandla ukuthi mhlawumbe nxa umuntu engenelisi ukubhadala indleko zesibhedlela bembhalele incwadi njalo betsho labanye futhi abangamukela inhlelo zikahulumende lezi ezisiza abaswelayo. Kulokho kusenzakala yini lokho? Abantu bathola yini usizo kuhulumende singasabali lezi nhlanganiso ezintutshwane esike sakhuluma ngazo?
Angizanga ngathi umbuzo wakho kodwa ngicabangela ukuthi uthi abantu basawuthola yini uncedo lo. For example, ukuthi nxa bengakwanisi ukubhadala ezibhedlela ukhansila usakwanisa ukubabhalela incwadi ukuthi bayelatshwa.
Ye, siqale khonapho.
Yes. What I do ewadini ethi kwenzayo thina singama-councillors, umuntu ofika lo hlupho olunjengalolo ngimbhalela incwadi not going to the hospital ukuthi hayi aye esibhedlela. Ngimbhalela incwadi aye ku-social welfare. I-social welfare yilo i-department elibhalayo izincwadi li-authorize liba-exempt ukuthi bengabhadali i-sacrifice funds because of their conditions ngemva sebe-assessile ngokufunda kwabo.
Yebo-ke kusho ukuthi lusesekhona-ke lolu ncedo kodwa lona ugatsha lukahulumende-ke loliyana lwe-social welfare lokho luholisa yini abadala sebegugile-ke ukudla?
Angikaze ngikubone ukudla kwabo ngike ngihamba mami. Angikaze ngikubone sigcina kule programu eke yaba khona kumbe iqalise phakathi komnyaka ibingela ama-councillors involved sasi-involva ngelast minute iprogramu yawobe ayizwakali lakathi sizoke ngayizwa kumbe kuthiwa kufaka imali emafonini kumbe kuthiwa kwenziwani nokuthi ama-beneficiaries bawathatha ngaphi because ngani bathatha abantu from a second political party yiba bahamba bebhalisa abantu ezindlini and i-database yakhona siyazi thina those social workers ne-result protection lama-community health workers abayibo abakwazi ukuphila labantu nokuthi laphana esigabeni esingaka kulabantu abanje they were sidelined from this program so ukuthi vele bayelana njani bayelana bodwa emkotweni ndiyamkoto offices asiyazi.
Yebo-ke, now looking forward to 2025, seeing the year is coming to an end, what do you foresee happening? We know that schools will be opening and parents will be paying fees. Ubona ingani kuza lankomona? Oye, ngabona i-network is not clear. Yeah, bensithi nje kambe sesiya phambili ubona kusenzakalani. Nanko phela seziyavulwa izikolo. Abazali ubona umnyaka ozayo siba ngcono yini njengoba vele ukhathesi nje ngeviki ezayo ngamafitshane sesisele lo mzuzu.
Hayi, i-tradition probably kukhanya ngani kuba nzima wethu kodwa ke omama abahlakaniphileyo abasebekhanya bamile mbijana ukuthi bathenge izivilimboco zekhisimusi bagijima kutobha amabhuku amabili amathathu ngoba kusasezobunzima kumaviki amabili alandelayo. Omama yibo phela abagcina abantwana esikolo sisazahlangana lobunzima ujanuwari ezingephela
ye lapho-ke kuma-rates-ke ekhansili lokho libakhuthaza bayenelisa yini ukubhadala amanzi leminye imithelo?
Abahlala basayenelisi ukubhadala amanzi lemithelo. Kukhuthazana ukuthi khona obalakho akutholileyo kaposele kodwa-ke abasayenelisi.
Yebo-ke siyabonga za kubamba umlomo khonapho. We have come to the end of our show and would like to say thank you to Ward 10 Councillor Entumbane Kobulawayo, Miss Khalazani Ndlovu. We appreciate your time and would also like to thank our callers, our listeners, our viewers. And signing off, I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga saying let's meet again tomorrow.